A new report finds more than 3 million Arkansans are among 100 million Americans facing barriers to accessing primary medical care. The National Association of Community Health Centers says many in Arkansas live in areas without enough primary care providers. Dr. Lenita White, CEO of Community Health Centers of Arkansas, points out that the state is mostly rural and people often have to travel many miles to get to the nearest primary care provider. She adds patients also experience issues with getting care due to the state's workforce shortage.
And even in the larger areas, we have some disparities in those services because we just don't have enough providers. And so it makes it difficult in a lot of ways for patients to get to those services easily or know where the services are or even get into those services, especially in the case of behavioral health and mental health.
White says community health centers offer robust telehealth services, but not everyone has access to a good broadband connection, so they could use telehealth. In the latest annual survey on the website, broadbandnow.com, Arkansas ranks 48th among states for internet coverage, speed, and availability. Joe Dunn with the National Association of Community Health Centers says 90% of the patients treated at these clinics have incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, making them critical in treating vulnerable and often uninsured populations. Dunn says without the centers, 15 million people would be at risk of not having a regular source of primary care.
Children represent almost a quarter of the medically disenfranchised population that we analyze. So obviously, as we think of, you know, starting off children on a positive foot and, you know, ideally caring for them in a very comprehensive manner to establish good habits and prevent later disease.
The report says 65% of community health center patients come from racial or ethnic minority backgrounds. Dunn says the pandemic only underscored the importance of their work. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.